Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the Empowerment Place. This is your host, Pastor Valerie Burrell, grateful and thankful for another opportunity to come before you all with an empowerment message on today. We are so excited. We have as our special guest today, Mrs. Juanita Bryant Rhodes. I met Juanita a few weeks ago. She just touched my spirit in such a way, I knew that I needed to bring her on the broadcast and let her release her sound. Juanita has been married for 29 years to the Reverend James Rhodes, the mother of two daughters and two beautiful granddaughters. She's been employed with the federal government for the past 24 years and is very family-oriented. She has served in several ministries, and she loves serving the Lord. Her favorite passage of scripture in the Bible is from Psalm 51. So, Juanita, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much, Pastor Burrell, for having me. I think God works in mysterious ways.
Amen, amen, and wonders to perform. Amen.
Yes, ma'am. Amen. Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Well, Juanita, we are excited for you to be with us today, and I want to just yield to you now if there's some additional information you want to give about yourself, or if not, if you want to just share with us what the Lord is giving you today, we are anxious to hear it.
Well, as you had mentioned previously already, that, you know, I'm just a child of the Most High God, and I have grown and am continuing to grow in the Holy Spirit, in my walk with Him, that He is revealing Himself more and more to me every day, to the point where when I see things near, I see them through a spiritual eye. And and not so much through a fleshly eye. And I just think that that is just a transformation when you become a willing vessel that the Lord can use. I kind of liken myself sometimes also to the Jeremiah out of the Bible, because when I look at the things in the world and, you know, just how things have changed over the time, you know, I just am saddened by it, and I just feel like the weeping prophet sometimes, even though I don't relate to myself as a prophet, but I just feel, you know, the sadness of our Father when He looks down at His babies and see how we in this world are carrying on. So, you know, it's not pleasing in His sight and not a sweet smell in His nostrils. So I just am saddened by, you know, when you have someone to do everything for you, that you don't really take the time to show your gratefulness, you know. And I just said the Lord has just allowed me the opportunity to be here. If you'd have asked me a month ago, would this be happening in my life, I would tell you no, because I'm not that outgoing, you know. I'm just an everyday child of the Most High God and being a willing vessel. And He has brought me to this point in my life, something that I will reflect back on and say, I can't believe that the Lord has done this, but look at how good our God is.
He certainly is. He certainly is. And I just want to clarify one thing. You said, I am just. You are not just. You are divinely anointed and appointed and chosen by God, and for any and everyone who considers themselves, I am just a, let me help you to know that God has an implicit plan, purpose, and will for your life, and it's in this season that God wants us
Hallelujah.
To get in alignment. He wants us to have knowledge of who He is and who He's called us to be so that we can walk in the fullness of all that He has for us. You know, I think back
yes.
to the song, I think the Williams brother said, I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can change
somebody.
Anybody.
And
you know,
anybody.
That sounded good, and we probably rocked with that, but we are not a nobody because Jesus paid a price on a cross. He says, I've died so that
ultimate
you might live
price.
And you might live more abundantly. So people of God, we have got to stop limiting ourselves to saying that we're a nothing and we're a nobody
that
and we
so
are
true.
A just, because we are His chosen generation. We are His royal priesthood, and we are in this earth to do great
yes.
exploits on His behalf. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Empower me, Pastor.
Amen. Yes, yeah, because, you know, we have to be reminded, because so often, Juanita, I believe, we have been in settings where people would have said that, and you would have felt comfortable with it. But once you understand who you are in God, there's no need for you to be comfortable in that, because that's not what his word says about us.
Yes, ma'am. That is so true.
That's not what his word says about us. Amen. 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 God, I thank you. God, I thank you.
Yes. And, you know, I find myself when I talk to people, the conversation always come back to the Father. And I tell him, I said, because the conversation and the situation in my life is being led like that. You know, I would tell my husband, even though he sees it, you know, but I would tell him, whatever happens in our life, I said, look at it. I said, this is something, what is it in it that God is having us to pull from this? Mm-hmm, you know, our walk is a spiritual walk. It's an awesome journey. You know, the more we stay mindful of him, you know, in the midst of all of the things that's going on around us in this world, he keeps us, you know. And, and just the fact of knowing that he is all-powerful, all-knowing, he is full of love. He's made up of love. You know, that is empowerment in itself.
Amen.
You know, with us, is being able to stand, and when we've done all that we can do, to still stand.
Amen.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. I when you were first speaking about how when God looks down on us, he's probably troubled. And I think it was reading last night in Acts 20:28, and this was speaking to leaders. It says, now it's up to you, and this is from the Message version, be on your toes, both yourselves and your congregation of sheep. The Holy Spirit has put you in charge of these people, God's people they are, to guard and protect them. God himself thought they were worth dying for. And he said, I know that as soon as I'm gone, vicious wolves are going to show up and rip into this flock, men from your very own ranks, twisting words so as to seduce disciples into following them instead of following Jesus. So stay awake and keep up your guard. Remember those in 3 years I kept at with you, never letting up, pouring my heart out with you one after another. And I think that, as you stated, in this season that we're in, we have people, leaders, who are like the wolves themselves, and they are not giving people truth, and they're tingling their ears and pacifying them with the word to try to make it fit them instead of them fit the word, and the people are being led astray even from the church.
Yes.
So
no,
yeah, I can imagine that God is
a hireling.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So it is sad, but all the more it causes those who really understand purpose and those who really understand God's will for their lives, for us to really, like you said, to be the crying prophet, that we're crying out before the Lord. Lord, we need you to move. Lord, show us what we do. And he said, I need you to pray. I need you to earnestly pray. The word says the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. He said, if you all would just take some time out and lay before me and have conversation with me according to my word, I'll do just what you ask me to do.
Hallelujah. And
he
would
do just what he
I'll
said. Do it.
His
I'll
words
do it. So, yeah.
Life return forward.
Will not.
Yes,
will
Hallelujah.
Not. Will not. So, I'm excited. I'm excited about that. But we talking. Come on. I love this. So, what did the Lord lay on your heart, sis? Anything in particular?
No, he just basically, when it came to myself and I reflected and I referenced to you Psalms 51.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was reading that psalm one day, and I thought to myself, I said, now, Lord, that sounds like everything that I want to be in my life. I want you to have mercy upon me. You know, I want you to transform me. I want you to purge me so that I can, you know, with hyssop so that I can be clean and wash me, that I can be white as snow, so that I can be pleasing in your sight. You know, and I was thinking about it, and then it came to my mind, because it comes from King David, you know, when Prophet Nathan came to visit him, and when he did that evil thing, you know, and killed the husband of Bathsheba. And I thought to myself, okay, well, Lord, no, I didn't kill anybody. You know, I didn't shed any blood, you know, so that may not be applicable to me. But then I rethought that thing. God planted it right in my mind just as clearly. You know, he may have committed a sin that you thought at that time was a bigger sin than you've ever committed. But sin is sin in
it
the sight of God. You know, I went right back to that psalm, and I just fell right into place with that, because that's what I want. That's what I want to happen in my journey. I want to be pleasing in the Lord's sight. I want to be a sweet smell in His nostril. I want Him to smile when He think about me. You know, and the work that I am doing for Him. I want to be a stronger soldier for the Lord. I want to be able to come in the presence of my brothers and sisters in this world and have a positive impact for Christ in their life. I want my life to be bright to the point, because the light of us as Christians is not as bright as it should be in this world.
Well,
to the point where when we come into a room, the darkness ain't going to flee for so much. It's not fleeing for so much. You know, but if we have a stronger light about us, when we come into that dark room filled with the dark spirits and all of that, the darkness is going to flee. It can't stand against the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
It can't stand against God's anointed, you know. Once we recognize the awesome power that God has left us with through His Son, Jesus Christ, you know, if we just be mindful of that, you know, as a person, as a beautiful woman said one time, not that I could sing, and God have mercy for everybody's feelings. But he said, you know, she said, there is nothing too hard for God. There is nothing possible for Him. If we just believe on the wings of faith, and let Him have His way, there is nothing too hard for God. We'll be able to stand against the wickedness in
Come
the
on.
World and the wickedness
Amen.
In high places, you know. And
that's
where I'm at in my journey. I want to be strong enough to face these things without any fear.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, ma'am.
That's good. That's good. That's good. And as you were sharing about, you know, the presence, that when we show up in a place, we should be able to make an impact and make instant transition in the atmosphere. And I think that much of that is not taking place because we have too many people who are religious by tradition. They religiously go to church. They religiously go to Sunday school. They religiously open their Bible when they're there, but they do not open their Bible to study to show themselves approved. They don't want to recognize that the Holy Spirit is something that dwells within you. They think the Holy Spirit is a dove or something that lingers in the air only when they go into church. See, they have all these mindsets within them that they picked up from somewhere. They did not pick up from the Word of God. So they are not going to be able to really operate in a power that they know nothing about. So when they have people
such as
yourself or your husband or me, for instance, come into a setting and they go, what? Who are they? Where they come from? Where they come from?
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
We came from the same father that you came from. The difference is we have a relationship and understanding of who he is to us and who we are to him. You are just going through the motions. So if you're one of those that's just going through the motions, you're not going to be able to really feel that. You're not going to be able to change things because generally your life is filled with compromise. Depending upon who you're with and where you go and who's watching, you look just like the world.
Yes, ma'am.
You sound just like the world.
The world.
So
and
you're not
going
to be able to make an impact. I'm just saying. We got too many people
in
church looking just like the world. So you hear people all the time, why am I going to come to church? If I went to the club on Friday, if I went to the lounge, if I went to the lounge and everybody that I saw in the lounge at the club on the dance floor, when I go to 8 o'clock service, all the same people in there. Why I'm going to church?
No, no. Look, no, they're not at 8 o'clock service because they can't get up there early. They may be at 11 o'clock.
Well, I'm just saying, some of them leave the club and go straight to 8 o'clock. And after they leave, because that's the short service, they go home and go to sleep. I'm just saying.
Amen. Amen. There you go. I understand. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah,
yes,
you know,
yes,
you hit
ma'am.
The club, you go to breakfast. I'm going to go to 8 o'clock. Yeah, because we still up. We ain't even been home yet. I ain't even washed my face. I'm going to go to 8 o'clock because that's going to be over an hour and a half. Now I can say, yeah, girl, I went to church. I don't know. Now I'm going home to go sleep so I can get myself regenerated to go do that again. Come on, y'all. We got to stop faking this thing.
Yes.
Stop faking like we have power. Mm-hmm. Stop faking like we know who God is and what God is doing in our lives. Stop going through the motions and really take time to have a relationship with him. And see, one thing I love about God, and since you talked about it, you want to be clean before him. He said if you would just confess your sins, confess what's wrong. Mm-hmm. He's faithful and just to forgive you and cleanse you of all your iniquities. He'll throw it into the sea of forgiveness. He'll just erase that thing. He'll make your slate clean. But you got to be willing to render that to him.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
He wants to do it for us. He wants us.
Yes.
He wants it. He said in his word that it's his desire that none perish.
Hallelujah.
None.
And no good thing will he withhold from us.
None. He wants us to get it. He wants us to have a relationship. And it's my desire, especially in these days, that we really, really make an impact and we release our sound and let this dying world know that Jesus saves. He's still Alpha and Omega. He is still the beginning and the end. He is still our
Hallelujah,
healer,
Lord.
Our sustainer, our provider. He is still everything that this word proclaims he was over 2,000 generations ago. He is still that same God. Still working
through us.
And
that's the beauty of him. And that's
He's still that same God, and he wants to do for each of us. And, you know, we've talked several times about the graveyard being the one place that's filled with more treasure than anything in this world. Why? Because people went to the grave without fulfilling their destiny in the earth. They had too many sounds in their ears. They listened to wrong voices. And they missed what it was that God had intended for them. And see, I don't want that for me. And I know you don't want that for you. You want to fulfill what God has placed you in the earth to do.
Hallelujah. Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Yes.
And I think, Pastor Burrell, that was one of the things that when we first met and spoke touched me the most. You know, I just wanted to be obedient because the more I thought about it, the more it felt spiritually led, you know.
Amen.
And I just started to, from within, to feel the Holy Spirit behind it. So I just said, okay, Lord, have your way with me. Use me in any way that you see fit, that you may be glorified, that someone, anyone, you know, Lord, you know who it is. You know, because I feel like sometimes when I get to talk and I say, somebody's out there that God is directing this conversation to.
Amen.
And it's gonna prick their heart. You know,
Amen.
And I just thank the Lord for that because that's just how much he loves all of us.
That's
he loves
true.
All of us. You know, it's just that what he does for you, he'll do for me. And what he do for me, he'll do for you. You know, he don't have
because he has no respect
to person.
Exactly.
Love whatsoever. And isn't that beautiful? It's beautiful when you know that God loves even the person you look at and think that they're lower than the lowest.
Lord Jesus.
God said, well, they're still my child. And I still have a place for them. Whosoever will, let him come. Let him come. I don't care who you are. Whosoever will, let him come. And I will in no wise cast you out. Because he loves us that much.
That much.
Who this day and time you know of will let their only begotten son go for a world that was so full of foolishness? You know, because he loved us that much.
That much.
You know, I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful to him. I'm so grateful to him.
Whoo, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
It took me a while to come to that revelation. I'm sad to say it took me a while to come to that revelation. You know, and God, he had already had a plan out in my life. I just didn't know. I knew enough of him to not mess with him when I was in the world. And I think he, and I tell myself to this day and time, I believe that he appreciated that for me. You know, even when I was doing my stuff, I knew enough to say, okay, I'm not going to play around with God, because you just don't play around with the Father, you know. And I just asked the Lord to keep me until, you know, whenever he made this change or what have you. And then once I made my move and turned my life over to Christ, Pastor Burrell, there was no turning back.
Amen.
There was no leaning to the left. There was no leaning to the right. You know, by God's grace and mercy, I'm making every effort that I humanly can with his spiritual divine intervention to stay on the straight and narrow path. I'm trying to let my walk be to the point where I'm representing him in the manner that he is pleased, because
Amen.
Man has no heaven or hell to put me in.
Come on.
You know, so
come on.
My focus is, you know, concerned about you. But how can I say this? I'm concerned about the person, but I'm not intimidated by your looks.
Come on now.
You know, if I'm praising the Lord and you're looking at me funny, continue to look at me funny, because
mm-hmm.
I'm going to continue to praise the Lord.
That's it.
I love him just that much. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Amen. He said, let everything that have breath praise the Lord.
Praise
so
the
if
Lord.
You ain't praising
Hallelujah.
Him, are you? Do you have breath? I'm just asking.
Mm-hmm.
excuse me, are you breathing? Come on,
yes,
you need to
ma'am.
Be doing what I'm doing. You need to be doing
Hallelujah.
What I'm doing.
Yeah.
Are you breathing?
Yeah,
that's what you
Hallelujah.
Look at and say, are you breathing? Yeah, you need to be doing what I'm doing.
Yes, ma'am. You know,
he is
yes,
so faithful.
Ma'am.
He is so faithful.
Mm-hmm.
He is so faithful. God, I thank you. God, I thank you. God, I thank you. Ooh, God, I thank you. God, I thank you.
And you know, Pastor Burrell, he
yes,
will give you the desires of your heart. You know, he will, when you are, if you just happen to be married, and you are equally yoked with your spouse, you can see how the Lord will put that home in order. You know, when the husband recognizes that he is made in the image of God, and that God is, you know, has chosen him to walk that Christian walk, and then when you have the wife and the spouse who is, how can I say it, an arm bearer or helpmate, recognizing
mm-hmm.
The order that God has created, he would have the household in such an order that you wouldn't believe it your own self. You had to see it to believe it. You know, your children will call
yes.
you blessed. Your children will call you blessed. You know, and I said, this couldn't happen without God. You know,
yes.
this couldn't
yes.
happen without the Heavenly Father. And I'm just so grateful to have him in my life. I'm so thankful that your spirit was open to receive.
Amen.
And you touched me.
Amen. 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 Well, that's my desire. You know, a lot of people have asked, how have you endured? How have you endured to still do the work? And I tell them all the time, I don't look like what I've been through, because God is a restorer. And when you let him love up on you, he will change some things. He will just change some things, you know. I'm grateful.
Yes, ma'am.
My daughters say, Mom, when I get your age, I want to look as good as you. And I tell people, you know, I'm in my 50s.
Ooh.
I don't mind telling people I'm in my 50s.
Hallelujah.
Because if you put me beside some people in their 30s, I look younger than them. Why? Because God has been my
Hallelujah.
Keeper.
Yes,
has been my keeper.
He deserves you. Yes,
yeah,
ma'am.
He's been my sustainer through all things. And the more I continue to serve him and to give him
my all.
Yes, ma'am.
Just to surrender to Him and allow the Holy Spirit to move, then I'm not doing damage to the physical temple because
mm-hmm.
God
mm-hmm.
is keeping it. And see, when we fight against God's plan, we're wearing our body down. Sometimes you don't even
yes,
realize
ma'am.
It, but when you're disobedient, the word says that obedience is better than sacrifice. And so people think that sacrifice is, oh, I'm going to lose something tangible. But you have to be careful because the word also says, as a man soweth, that shall he also reap. So you keep sowing
yes,
foolishness and think that something ain't
mm-hmm.
on the backside going to come up and you're going to have to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
See, I've done
Amen.
A lot of foolishness in my life, and God has saved me, and He's raised me, and He's changed me. And so now I look at that and shake my head, and now I try to encourage folk when I see them in that same stuff. Boo, you don't
yes.
want to do that. Back up off that. That is not the way. Listen
yes.
to what I'm saying because I'm telling you what I know. There is another
yes,
way.
Ma'am.
And if you do it this way, it's going to benefit you so much greater. So, yeah, I'm grateful to God because He's kept me. Even when I
Hallelujah.
Couldn't keep myself, He's kept
Hallelujah.
Me.
Hallelujah.
He's
mm-hmm.
kept me. And
mm-hmm.
so now, you know, after all that I've been through, yes, it's because of all that I've been through that I do what I do now.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
It's because of that. So I thank God. I thank God. I thank God. Wow. I thank God. And
yes,
you know, this 30
yes.
minutes is going by fast. My sister?
It has.
God
see,
has
when
just
God
moved
is in
this along.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. When it comes to that time, you know, when you're into the
yes.
when you're into the Holy Spirit and communing with your brother or sister in Christ, and it's
yes.
the time just go by like that.
It just
you know?
Goes by just like that. But
mm-hmm.
I do thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I thank you so much again for coming and sharing with our listening audience today. What God has placed on your heart for His people. And I just pray that as you continue to move, as He leads, I thank Him for greater doors being open for you
Amen.
And for your husband.
I thank
God
you.
For Him planting you where He desires you both be, to raise up
Hallelujah.
The people that's assigned to the two of you. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank
Let Him know
Pastor
I said
Maria.
It. Amen.
Yes, ma'am, I will. God bless you
Amen.
So much.
Amen.
Amen.
I love you so
Thank
much.
You.
And always know if there's anything we at the Empowerment Place can do to aid you in this journey of fulfillment with God's plan, do not hesitate to ask, and we'll be right there.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Blessed to
Amen.
Be a blessing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless
Listeners,
you, sister.
You're welcome. Listeners, thank you so much for joining us today. I know that something that has been said has touched your life. It's caused you to reflect on who you are and what you've been doing a little bit more. At the Empowerment Place, you know, we always encourage you. Every day, do something to empower yourself. But once you've been empowered, we want you to take the responsibility to empower someone else. One thing you have to realize in this world, you can't always say that it's someone else's fault. We, each one of us, is the key to our own empowerment. If we seek after it, we can find it. But if we sit back and complain, we can expect that nothing is going to change. We ask that you would join us again tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock a.m. for another empowerment teaching. We pray that as you go through this day, you will be blessed. Know that God loves you, and we do too. Juanita, again, thank you so much for being with us. And until next time, listeners, be empowered. God bless
empowered.
You all. Amen.
Amen. Bye-bye.